Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Jeremiah chapter 16. We'll listen to our guest reader, Pastor Dave Love of Calvary Castle Rock, read the 21 verses of Jeremiah 16. You can find Pastor Dave Love's teachings by looking in your app store for Calvary Castle Rock. Let's listen to Pastor Dave.
Jeremiah 16. The word of the Lord came to me. You shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place. For thus says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters who are born in this place, and concerning the mothers who bore them, and the fathers who fathered them in this land. They shall die of deadly disease, they shall not be lamented, nor shall they be buried. They shall be as dung on the surface of the ground. They shall perish by the sword and by famine, and their dead bodies shall be food for the birds of the air and for the beasts of the earth. For thus says the Lord, do not enter the house of mourning, or go to lament or grieve for them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, my steadfast love and mercy, declares the Lord. Both great and small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, and no one shall lament for them or cut himself or make himself bald for them. No one shall break bread for the mourner to comfort him for the dead, nor shall anyone give him the cup of consolation to drink for his father or his mother. You shall not go into the house of feasting to sit with them, to eat and drink. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will silence in this place before your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom, and the voice of the bride. And when you tell this people all these words, and they say to you, why has the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? What is our iniquity? What is the sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, declares the Lord, and have gone after other gods, and have served and worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and because you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, every one of you follows his stubborn, evil will, refusing to listen to me. Therefore I will hurl you out of this land, into a land that neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods day and night, for I will show you no favor. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it shall no longer be said, as the Lord lives who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up the people of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them, for I will bring them back to their own land that I gave to their fathers. Behold, I am sending for many fishers, declares the Lord, and they shall catch them. And afterwards I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of the clefts of the rock. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes. But first I will double repay their iniquity and their sin, because they have polluted my land with the carcasses of their detestable idols, and have filled my inheritance with their abominations. O Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in the day of trouble, to you shall the nations come from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, worthless things in which there is no profit. Can man make for himself gods? Such are not gods. Therefore, behold, I will make them know, this once I will make them know my power and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord.
According to my personal Bible reading journal in 1991, I read Jeremiah chapters 14 through 16 on the same day, and related to this chapter, I quoted verse 17, for my eyes are on all their ways, they are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes. Yes, friends, God is watching. He sees everything we do. Oh, we may be able to hide our actions from others, but we cannot hide anything from the Lord. Again, the verse says, for my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity concealed from my eyes. Let's go on to my journal from 2004. Again, in that year, I read Jeremiah chapter 14 through 16 on the same day. So I'm going to read my notes from all three chapters. I wrote, why harsh judgment? Because their forefathers sinned, followed other gods, worshipped them, and did not keep his law. And they themselves did evil, walking in the stubbornness of his own heart without listening to me, according to chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. You keep going backward, so I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. That's chapter 15, verse 6. We blame God for his judgment, but it's our fault. So let's step aside from the journal a moment and let's look at chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. I asked the question in that journal, why such harsh judgment? And God gives us the answer. He says, "And when you tell this people all these words and they say to you, 'Why has the Lord pronounced all this great evil against us? What is our iniquity? What is the sin that we have committed against the Lord our God?' Then you shall say to them, 'Because your fathers have forsaken me, declares the Lord, and have gone after other gods and have served and worshiped them, and have forsaken me and have not kept my law, and because you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, every one of you follows his stubborn, evil will, refusing to listen to me.'" He finishes in verse 13 by saying, "I will show you no favor." So why did God judge them, and why does God judge us? Measure your behavior against those things we just read. Let's go on to my journal from 2016. I read Jeremiah 16 in one day, and I wrote, "What kind of life did God ask from Jeremiah? No wife, no kids, no attending funerals, marriages, or celebrations. He must have been a pretty lonely guy. But he professes, 'O Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in the day of trouble.'" And that's verse 19. What has God called me to do? What is the price he asked me to pay? I continue to write, "And the people ask, 'Why is evil coming upon us?'" And again, that was verse 10. "Because we worship idols, forsake God, don't keep his law, and we follow our stubborn, evil will." I continue to write, "Finally, I will show you no favor," and that's verse 13. And then I continued, "I love God's favor and never want to be without it. After God drives Israel out of the promised land for a season, he will bring them back because though we stray, he keeps his covenant promise." And I was referring to verse 15. Back in Jeremiah chapter 1, God called Jeremiah to be a prophet. He said in chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations.'" In chapter 1, verse 9, the Lord reminds Jeremiah, "And the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, 'Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.'" And in chapter 1, verse 17, God prepares Jeremiah for this mission of being a prophet. He says, "But you, dress yourself for work. Arise and say to them everything that I command you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them. And I, behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you." So in Jeremiah's calling as a prophet, the Lord said it was not going to be easy for him. Here in chapter 16 are some other conditions of Jeremiah the prophet. 16:2 says, "You shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place." To be a prophet for God, Jeremiah was not allowed to marry or have children. In verse 5, he says to Jeremiah, "Do not enter the house of mourning or go to lament or grieve for them." So Jeremiah couldn't go to funerals. In verse 8, he says, "You shall not go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink." So Jeremiah couldn't go celebrate with the people. That's why I mentioned in one of my journals, Jeremiah might have been a very lonely man. God required those things of Jeremiah to make him an example to the people he was speaking to. What has God asked from you? Like Jeremiah, before God formed you in your mother's womb, he knew you and he purposed you. Do you realize that? Do you think about what God has you sojourning on this earth for? Have you taken time in your life to even discover what God may have placed you here for? What does God want out of your life? And like Jeremiah, has he placed some conditions of service around your life? Maybe you don't have everything you want. Maybe your experiences have not been exactly what you hoped they would be. Maybe you don't have those things because your life is like Jeremiah. God has asked you to give up some things to serve Him. Maybe you need to see your life from God's perspective and not your own. Let's pray. Father, as we read chapter 16 of the book of Jeremiah, it may seem a little tough to us. You required much from Jeremiah. What are you requiring of me today? Lord, you formed me in my mother's womb, and you purposed me just like you did Jeremiah. Holy Spirit, reveal that purpose for my life. Strengthen me to walk in that purpose for you, regardless of what you require of me. Reveal your will and give me the courage to pursue it. In your name we ask it. Amen.